Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The sun is out in Mill Valley. Woo! Excited. Dry things out. You know what? I should look at my local weather too, because I am ready for there to be no more rain. Oh, it looks sunny. Oh my God. And you said you said 99% chance today, didn't you?
I have rain in the forecast, but you know, these apps, I mean, we had rain in the clouds in the forecast on Friday and Saturday, and it was beautiful both days. Beautiful. So, you know, I don't know. We're just getting some weird weather, because I know here it stormed pretty hard, and it's May.
Yeah,
it's May, right?
Yesterday. It is May.
Yeah.
It is fully May, like full on. We're in the middle of it.
Right. So that was a storm that's a surprise storm.
Yeah. All right. Let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID relief in the Bay Area.
Wow.
Check out all they're doing for the community at
FremontBank.com.
Nicely done, Fremont Bank.
Yeah, really nice.
Thank you. All right, so we begin with stocks are up.
What?
It looks like.
How is this even possible?
No, there it's not. Apparently, there's a positive report from biotech company Moderna. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but they say that. Early this morning, they say the early stage trial of its coronavirus vaccine produced antibodies for COVID-19 in all 45 participants who took the medication over a month and a half long period. It's the first time a company has released data about the results of a coronavirus testing trial on humans. The news was taken as a very positive sign, and stocks are up.
That's
so
huge.
Take
What's
a look.
Moderna? Where's Moderna?
Moderna.
At?
I don't. It's a biotech company. They very well could be right here in the Bay Area.
Right. Oh my God. That's amazing. So all 45 people who took this stuff for a month and a half, at the end of it, they had the antibodies.
Right.
Oh my God.
So
it's great.
That is really good news. We still have extremely mixed reports going on out there. As for example, Here's a story about a possible vaccine. Stocks go up, people's hopes get up, and yet Uber lays off 3,000 more employees in the latest round of COVID-inspired cuts, as they say, we're trying to take hard actions now to stand on our own in order to be able to be here on the other side of this. So I think that's would be most companies' reasoning for having to let people go.
Yep.
And it's an unfortunate reality that a lot of people are facing right now. Another company, and I don't know these people. I don't know why I have a little soft spot in my heart. Well, I do know why. Because we used to have regular meetings at our company, and Specialties was the place that would bring in the food for everybody.
Delicious sandwiches and pastries, and they'd do a whole setup for you.
Right.
For our
Specialties Cafe and Bakery announced this weekend that they are closing for good after 33 years in business.
That's awful.
It is awful. You're right.
That is a huge loss.
So
you know, are they right in the financial district? And do they just have the one location? Because that might be like 100% of their work dried up.
No, they're a chain, but I don't know how big of a chain they are. I don't know their reach. I just know that I'm very familiar with them. Oh, they say the Pleasanton restaurant chain.
Oh, so
they're not even necessarily city specific.
Right. How many times have you been to a meeting anywhere in any part of the financial district and Specialties is the one who brought the food over?
Right. No, like, that's all the
every
times.
Every one of them.
Yeah. So Specialties is tapping out after 33 years in business.
I'm sorry to see you go.
They fall victim to COVID-19. Tesla is telling employees, now listen, I have to apologize because we had Scott Budman on last week and he had information about Tesla and your boy Elon.
Well,
and
we got to talking.
I got us off on a sidetrack and we were never recovered. So it looks like some of Elon's posturing may have worked. We'll have to wait and see. And we may be able to get Scott Budman on later this week in order to tell us what it was he had planned to report, but they're telling employees that its Fremont factory has received approval to resume operations this week.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well.
Alameda's current shelter-in-place orders do not allow factories and warehouses or manufacturing plants to operate, but it looks like there's a separate agreement with Tesla that will resolve their publicized arguments and allow them to get back to production. So we'll see.
Very
and hopefully Scott can talk to us and tell us more about that.
What? Like, right. I wonder if there's going to be a lot of mad people who are like, hey, listen, I'm not a billionaire and I still need to open my factory. And if you're letting them, why aren't you letting me? What's it going to cost me?
Well, and employees who are saying, hey, I don't
want
to go back to work.
I don't want to. Right.
Why are you allowing this? This isn't.
Right.
In a sign of growth, bait and tackle shops near any waterway are having trouble keeping up with the demand as fishing has become a huge popular sport in finger quotes. I don't know.
That's interesting. I thought you were talking about like email fishing because that does seem to be way up too. I love fishing. I mean, I grew up fishing and I not to eat the fish, you know, let them go and they swim away. Obviously there's fishermen who go out there and that's their living. And there are people who want to pick up a few things and get them filleted and cook them. But there is something about fishing that is, it's like a drug. Like you are just waiting for that. The tug is the drug, I think is what they say.
The tug is the drug.
And we used to bobber fish because, I mean, I've fished a bunch of different, never fly fished or anything, but I've trolled and, you know, because my uncle was a fisherman. But we grew up on a pond and we'd put the worm or the piece of, you know, freshwater clam on a hook, on a bobber, toss it out there, and just sit and wait. Sit with your friends, talk.
Right.
All of a sudden, you know, some sunfish would hit your, and it's fun. I love it.
I've definitely fished. I'm not a fan of it as a grown-up, but I fished off the Newport Pier as a kid with my dad, and I went
to... That's nice.
I don't know if it's called Lake Bishop or if Bishop has a river running through it. I was such a little boy, but I went with my friend Jason Raymond and his dad, and we ended up trout fishing somewhere in Bishop. Bishop's right near Mammoth, but it's here in California, and we fished for rainbow trout. I remember because we also had our BB guns.
Oh, what fun.
And so we were shooting at the water like idiots. and
that's the way to get the fish to come over.
Well, I'll tell you what happened is a couple of the fish we pulled in had BBs in them, and when we were bringing the fish back to the house for dinner, we were going to eat them all. His dad was like, if I ever catch the sons of bees that are shooting BBs into the water, and we're both sitting there like, gulp.
Oops, that's us.
Right. We never told him that it was us, but we both sat there quietly hoping we could contain our guilty looks.
That's crazy.
As everyone ate the rainbow trout we pulled in.
Ew. Yeah, fishing.
Minus the BBs, of course.
And I can see people right now, if they've got a couple hours in the afternoon, they live near a creek or they live near, you know, any kind of waterway or body of water. I mean, fishing is, It's a nice, relaxing, contemplative time. I can see why people are doing it.
And it's also, you can feed yourself that way too. I mean,
you can, yes.
Forget about the fun that's involved. My buddy James, who now lives in an RV, he pulls over to a waterway all the time and drops in a line and catches dinner.
You know, the thing about waterways these days is...
you don't have to tell me. You got to tell him.
There's certain fish they say if you catch it in the bay, don't eat it. But there are others that you can eat. I don't know.
Here are the... I won't do all 20, but here are some of the most popular things people are buying right now as things...
Sweatpants.
You know, we've evolved and now cloth... Face coverings are everywhere.
Sure, bandanas. You can't even get those anymore.
Hand sanitizer continues to be a big one. Mother's Day flowers were a huge buy. What was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Active dry yeast.
You can't get it. You can't find it. John and Riley are on a hunt for yeast now. He's like, thank God I have my sourdough starter. How would I even, because you have to feed that thing and it's like a whole thing. It makes more yeast. But sourdough, I can't stand sourdough bread.
I love sourdough.
I know, a lot of people
much.
Love it. I'll take a nice, you know, loaf of French bread any day.
I could seriously take a whole loaf of sourdough and a whole pat of butter and call that dinner.
Mm. Bread and butter. Like, what's better than that?
That's a dinner right there for me.
So good.
Masterclass subscriptions are going big right now to keep people entertained at home, and hopefully you learn something.
I hear they're really expensive. I see the ads for them all the time on Instagram.
I absolutely take guitar lessons. It's not the masterclass stuff, but I take guitar lessons online right now.
Yeah.
I don't have time for them like I'd like to. But
are you just using somebody's feed, or are you subscribing to...
No, I paid for a yearly subscription to this thing called Jam Play, and when I can, I go and put on a video, and I'll take a 10-minute video on these pentatonic licks, or this, or that, or whatever, and it's just fun to sort of lock into it and pay attention to only
that. What's that cost for a year?
I think it was $120.
Oh, so $10 a month, that's not bad.
For me, it's worth it.
That's a lot less than a weekly lesson would be.
Right, exactly. And I don't even have time to start with lessons and then start.
So you can do this whenever you have a moment, you get through the program.
This is to carry me till our kids old enough and we have daycare again and I can actually go to lessons. But
the world
for now,
resumes.
Right, it's working. Cleaning wipes continue to be elusive, and yet everyone's ordering them. Toilet paper is still a hot commodity.
Yeah.
You know, I have a stat here that 15% of people say they've run out of toilet paper at some point since the pandemic began.
We were so close. And I'm telling you, Dick from Dick and Chumley came through. He brought us a huge thing of toilet paper and a huge thing of paper towels. I'm like, I fell on the ground in front of him. I'm like, oh my God, I was down to my last 10 squares. Oh, and actually we had a listener drop off a six pack at my house of toilet paper, not a regular six pack. And I was like, we won't need that. But that is so sweet. And then sure enough, we're like, where's that pack? Get that.
Oh, and you kept it.
Good. Kidding me?
So like, a listener just came to your house?
Yeah, she heard me talking about it. I think I only had like a couple rolls left, and we talked about it on the air, and she, you know,
she's
like
a neighbor.
I don't know if she's a neighbor. She was, you know, someone. Oh, I know what it was, Vinny. We were at Joanne's at the same time years ago, and I think that she didn't have enough money to pay for something, so I paid for her thing for her.
Oh, look at that.
And she was like, I'm, you know, this is my way of paying you back. I don't know how she knew where I lived. That part's weird, but... You know, it's fine. We got our toilet paper. It got us through until Dick and Chumley could bring me more toilet paper.
Discounted cookware is on the list of how we're spending our money. Meal kits is big. What's the name of that meal kit company?
Blue Apron.
The one we just did.
Grill Box.
Grill Box.
That's right.
They were great.
So good. This isn't an ad, but they were excellent.
Yeah, I really found that to be something I would... I think it's only available in the city and on the peninsula right now.
Yeah, I think they gave us a tester just to...
It was great. I was like...
They're good enough that they got us talking about them.
Yep.
Bed sheets are being sold big time right now, as I guess making your home more comfortable is where it's at, right?
I guess so, right?
Graduation cards from Shutterfly, furniture purchases, thermometers, and materials for mask making, all on the list of things we're spending our money on right now.
Yeah.
One last thing, and I will do the text, but Costco is now, it looks like, reopening their food courts.
Really?
And they're also changing some of the limits they had on how many people could go into the store per card. So you'll want to check with them, but it looks like a lot of people like to eat lunch there.
Well, it's really inexpensive.
So,
you know, $1.50 gets you a drink, a hot dog, you know, I don't know, a bag of chips. I mean, it's really inexpensive. I love eating there.
The limited or the little food trials are not back. You know, when the
yes.
shopping experience, that's not back. But they
well,
say
people
the food
do eat
courts,
their lunch that way too. They just walk around and ooh, that's
oh,
good.
Yes.
Let's circle back for that.
I'm very familiar trying to get past
the
look,
crowd.
They have a super popular end cap here with people gathered everywhere waiting for their snack.
Mm.
Anyway, that looks like that's going to be something you'll be able to enjoy going forward, but. That's a national story, and I don't know how that stands here locally.
Right. It might be store by store here.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'll do a couple here and the rest of them on the other side. I love that Sarah keeps throwing in, you got to be kidding me. LOL.
I am actually not doing that on purpose. I'm not. You got to be kidding me. Maybe it just sounds like I say kidding me.
Maybe.
You kidding me? You kidding me?
I
will start throwing it in now, though, that has been pointed out.
I don't get it. Safeway in Corte Madera has so much toilet paper, it's stacked in the aisle.
What?
Where you're supposed to walk.
Okay. I haven't seen a paper aisle.
It won't
aisle
be now that
any...
I just read that without
no
proof
kidding.
Reading
Holy
it.
Cow. I'm like... I got to go to Corte Madera right now.
Right. Everybody run for it.
Oh.
Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.